What's up? Word up, everybody. Welcome to the 20th episode of Happy Hour-ish here on Exotica TV. I know I look 20 episodes old, but my buddy Dan over here looks at least 137 episodes old. So
137 years, because I'm 137 years old.
That's true. An episode a year. So what's up, Danny boy? Happy Friday, Happy Hour-ish.
Happy National Creamsicle Day.
God damn these goddamn days. Every day.
Dude, I'm going to submit a National Exotica Day.
Yep, that's going to get approved. You know what? Weirder things have been happening. So I think that they should replace the post office with Exotica. Just
why not?
An Exotica in every town.
Evidently, we're replacing shower heads. Did you see that thing I sent you today?
I did.
Because Trump doesn't want to mess up, and I quote, his beautiful hair.
That wasn't real, right?
Dude, that was totally real.
I was on CNN, but I just assumed it wasn't.
No, it's all over the place.
You know what? I got to say, he might get my wife's vote because she hates our shower heads. She says that they do not have enough power at all. So, like, if a vote for Donald Trump means more powerful shower heads, I don't give a fuck. I'll stop showering. So, whatever. So what's shaking this week, Danny boy? I'm up here in Vermont. I'm up in the, it's like fall up here already. We're like 70 degree days.
No, it's still like 80 something here.
Losing power.
Losing power, dude. So we had like the crazy, we talked about like we had the crazy tropical storm last week, but then my day so far is my power going out woke me up at 6:20 this morning because then I heard my alarm chirping.
Right.
You know, from the keypad, that usual annoying thing.
Right.
And the air went out. Got up, said fuck it. Got out of bed, went and did that. Went over to the water store, got the jugs filled. My son's like bringing them out.
Jugs.
Fucking the whole thing tips over. Fucking water bottle breaks. So I got it. So that five gallon things at the water store ended up costing me like $60-something.
You wet yourself.
So I had to buy new ones and refill them and shit. Because, you know, water's so expensive, the guy could just refill them for me. Then proceeded to crack my head on the lift gate of my truck as I was putting the water in there. Got a nice little lump. Came home, said, fuck it. I'm going to fix my lawnmower so I can mow the lawn. Only to remember, I don't have any gas because I put it all
I don't own a lawnmower.
We don't have a lawn. You're in Philly. Dude, it's just been one thing after another. Then a piece of the weed whacker came off and, like, sliced open my fucking leg.
Damn.
You know what?
You know what?
Here I am now.
You've made it here, and that's all that really matters.
Dude, you know what? I got the three W's. I've got the weed, the whiskey, and I have water just in case. But
water is one of the W's?
It's one of the W's. I'm actually going to go out tomorrow night, I think.
No
way.
I think
Kathy and I are actually going to go out for dinner tomorrow.
Are you going to a Rona party?
No, we're going to we didn't get invited to the Rona party.
Not cool enough.
We're going to try and go, like, for an actual dinner outside, you know,
yeah,
on a patio, you know, somewhere.
I got to tell you, I mean,
9-degree heat.
In Philadelphia and in Vermont, like, you know, all the restaurants are dining outside and whatever. And there's a lot of people a lot of places have been really creative on how to, like, you know, make these things work. And I think it's cool. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. It's not as cool as having, you know, a full restaurant and not being worrying about the Rona. But, like, you know, it is what it is. Did you see that thing in the news? The first music festival that they held over in Europe somewhere where they set up
the little stages.
The stages the whole way through.
We should do that in front of the entertainment stage at the Chatterbait stage at Exotica. That won't cost us any extra money.
Yeah, no. It's a good little, like, stopgap until, like, the world starts spinning again. But, like, it's also kind of depressing. You know, it's like, I don't want to go to a drive-in and see a band a million miles away from my car. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be at a show.
So there's a show happening here in Jersey. Like, it's a
Smash
drive-in
Mouth
concert. No, it's Southside Johnny.
Okay.
The Asbury Jukes.
Okay.
But they're doing it, and you, like, basically can drive in with your car, right? They mm-hmm. have, like, either VIP, regular VIP, or, you know, general. And depending, you know, it's $250 to, like, $100 a car. And you just drive in. You get the spot next to you where you can come out and camp out. You can put the concert simulcast on your radio. You can bring your own fucking booze and everything in.
Again, a nice...
And you can have up to, like, five people in the car. So.
A nice stopgap for now. But, like, I don't want that to be normal. That wouldn't be cool. So...
Well, I wonder how our guests... I'm going to ask them. So, I had this idea that we just build these giant, like, action figure boxes.
Right.
That have, like, plexiglass in front of it. And the girls can go in there, like, an action figure and wave and take pictures.
Okay. I like it.
I like it too.
But don't like it as much as not doing that, but you know. So let's do it. Yeah, let's get rolling.
Let's bring in our guest. So
how are we doing this, by the way? This is the $1 million question.
This is gonna be fun.
Okay.
So this is like when I saw, you know, both of them, I'm like, this is actually, we gotta have these ladies together because it's gonna be interesting. And then I thought this year sucks so much. Yeah, this year is sucks so bad. Like, why not just have Christmas in August?
Ho ho ho, baby.
So we're gonna put some coal in everybody's stockings.
I wish I had like the rim shot queued up. Where is it? Oh, man. I totally missed it. Yeah.
But I don't know. So they're I don't know. She's been, you know, Playboy penthouse, freaking crazy credits to her name. Jaden Cole and the newbie who's on fire, killing it basically everywhere right now, Alex Cole.
What's up, guys? How are you?
What's up, ladies? How are you guys?
Do you guys ever meet each other?
I don't think we've ever met.
Oh,
no,
Jaden,
I've never met.
Alex Jaden.
Nice to meet you, though.
Nice to meet you, too,
sister.
You guys are both
in Sin City, too, right?
I think so, yeah.
I am in Vegas. I have not been in Vegas a lot this summer. How
good
about
choice.
You guys? You said you're in Vermont, so yeah. Do you guys just escape there for the summer?
I'm originally from Northern Vermont, and so all of my family and stuff still lives up here. I live in Philly now, and so, you know, over the summer it was like be stuck inside a house in Philadelphia, you know, or come up to Northern Vermont where literally they've had, I think it's 26 confirmed cases since the start, like the entire county here. So it's just, you know, it's freaking beautiful and it's so nice.
My town's got like 478 now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, they're really, first of all, Vermont is built for social distancing. Like it's just, you know, you do it naturally, but the other side of it is like, you know, everybody's here is masked up. They do the right thing. They actually care about, like, you know, everybody else around them. And, you know, it's not just kind of a me thing. So it's been cool. It's, you know, a lot more open than what, you know, Philadelphia is.
We have to, I almost forgot. So Alex, you had said that you were eating an edible.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We're going to start it off, right?
So, it was somebody's brilliant idea. To like wait to see when it kicks in. So yeah, so you just gotta let us know when it hits you because edibles are scary.
We'll notice when she starts drooling.
They are not scary.
and speaking of like, Jaden, I think just signed herself
out. We lost Jaden. She's had enough. She's gone.
She's had enough with us, but she'll be back.
She'll be
back.
They always come back, Dan.
Hey, there she is.
What happened?
You gotta unblur your background.
No, she looks
fine. Background's blurry.
She's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, you got to unblur it. You got to hit that little thing. Nope. There's your makeup table.
Yeah.
What could possibly
it
go
looks,
wrong?
It works. It looks fine. You look fantastic.
I'm not a Skyper.
If you mouse over the thing, you'll see a little thing that says more options. And then
this
you click
is
that
technical support with Dan from Exotica TV.
Hello. Yeah, this is what you do.
Dude.
Hit the little
Thank
button.
Thank you.
These impersonations are not.
By me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. So, what are you guys up to these days? You're both in Vegas now. Are things starting to get back to normal? Are you working? Or are you?
I mean, like it's taken off. Like working from home has taken off the platforms that we use for working from home.
Yep.
I've always been like for the last like 8 or 9 years, I've been on the road twice a month on average for feature dancing and Exotica conventions.
Yes.
And I've been looking to work from home and take advantage of the way that the industry's changed and these platforms that we, you know, are creating our own content from home. And so this pandemic has given me the opportunity to shift and make that change and focus more on making the platforms my main priority.
Crushing OnlyFans.
Speaking of dancing, Jaden, so you started, right, as a performer at Disney World in Orlando?
Started what as
dancing.
A performer?
dancing.
I'm like, what? Yeah.
Is there a part of Disney World that I don't know about? Like,
yes.
Right? But I was going to say also, so for the most of the summer, I went up to a friend that lives in Colorado outside of Rocky Mountain National Park and Grand Lake.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have heard of Granby or Estes Park, but that's where I've been most of it. And then I have a friend in Montana who just outside of Whitefish or Glacier National Park.
These sound like good friends to have during a quarantine. Yeah.
Yes, most of my summer has been spent up there. I'm actually going back to Montana on Thursday.
Okay.
Alex, what have you been doing, Alex? Are you just been amazing. Like, because you were on one of our other shows when we first started Exotica TV, you know, have you left Vegas at all? Have you left your house?
Yeah, I have. I've started shooting again, just sparsely, with very careful COVID testing and cleaning and everything like that. My agent likes to call and make sure of all the precautions beforehand.
Do they do like instant testing like on site, or how does it work?
What
we've been doing for 8-hour testing, they were going for 24, but it takes a little longer for the results to get back.
Okay.
So like I have a shoot tomorrow. So I got tested yesterday.
Okay.
I got my results back at like noon today.
Okay.
So I'm for my shoot tomorrow, and then tomorrow I'll try to get tested in the morning. So.
And do they do the swab like the whole way down the back of your head?
They've been doing, at least here in Vegas, we do the throat swab.
Okay.
So, it's like a strep test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like not quite as gnarly as the...
A little more intense. They really get in there, but yeah. I don't know. It's we're working around it. I've been producing a lot more of my own stuff, too, and shooting at home, and quarantining with people has been a fun way of getting content.
Yep.
But focusing on OnlyFans and stuff, too, so... But... Shooting is happening again for me now.
Okay.
I know it wasn't last time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, you know, I mean, the world's slowly kind of opening back up. You just kind of, so much of this stuff. Honestly, I think that like it's the calm before the storm of like school getting back. And like, it terrifies me. Like, I don't know. Philadelphia itself has 90,000 kids in the school system. Like, think about that. You know, you're not allowed to have gatherings larger than 50 in the city through February, but they were attempting to open the schools back up in September. It's like, yeah, I don't know about that. So they actually changed course and they're online only now, but like, you know, I'm ready to send them back. Trust me. But at the same time,
there's a crazy lady that keeps walking behind you.
Is there?
And yeah,
that'd be my mom. This is what happens. Like, so I love being up in Vermont. It's a great place to be able to come up and hang out. But my folks' place is like the old town ballroom. So like it's two giant rooms with like giant pocket doors between them. And it's basically just huge communal living. So it is nice to go home and lock my bedroom door sometimes. It's, it gets a little bit trying.
Wow. So, I mean, I'm the only one who hasn't gone anywhere.
Really?
I went to like Walmart once.
Dan, you know what?
Does that count? I went to
Lowe's twice.
Yeah. You guys know Lainey, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Publicist. She's a good friend of mine. We've been in touch a lot. She's from Hoboken and she's like, has a sciatic nerve pain that she's been dealing with since.
I know. I was talking to her about it because I had that shit. I had like back surgery years ago.
Oh my gosh. I don't think she's had the surgery yet, so it's kind of come at a convenient time for her because she needs to stay still. And she's usually running around the city at 6 in the morning taking her clients to different radio shows.
I told her to get a fucking pen and her medical prescription because that helps so much.
I think I sent her some CBD to try, and I told her to get like a B12. I think she was getting a B12 shot or something, but she said, I need to get out there. I love your pictures from the mountains. Like, she's going to Asbury Park for fun for a little bit. And I actually was trying to shoot when things started to open back up in LA in, I think it was mid-July, like July 16th and 17th. I planned like 5 days with another performer friend of mine, Val from Colorado. We were both going to go to LA for a couple days, shoot our own content. And it was like 3 days before shit really hit the fan again in Los Angeles. So 3 days before we left, we were like, you guys, like, I just don't think this is worth it. Like, we can't even get in a plane. We can't do anything. Everything's creepy. It's not worth the risk.
So,
but
the one, okay? Sorry, go ahead. The one I was going to say, the one thing that I haven't done, and you know, I've traveled a little bit, but I haven't gotten on a plane again. So, Alex, I know you've been on a plane, right? Did it freak you out? Like, were you like?
I can't say I was comfortable or excited, but I was happy to see that a lot of people are taking it really seriously. They're really being strict about the masks, at least here at the Vegas airport. And you're just seeing people cleaning constantly and social distancing at restaurants. And so it's just kind of like, it makes me feel a little bit better. Yeah. And then on the plane, there weren't that many people. Yeah. It was like half full at the most. And so they would say, hey, like, you don't have to worry about your assigned seats, just social distance. So that was nice, too, because I got a whole row to myself.
Which is good, because I think it was, there was one of the airlines got shit because they basically, like, when they first started opening back up, they were like, no, you have to, if you want a different seat, you pay for the different seat. Like, you
it
sit.
Had to be Spirit.
What seats are, no, it was like American or something, too. It was one that I wouldn't have expected. And it, of course, it like fly. It like blew up. No, Spirit is the only airline that I refuse. I won't do. Like,
You didn't listen to me the first time and you did it.
So you want to hear my Spirit Airline story from AVN?
Sure.
We went out there and I swear to God, I think our flights were like $38 each way or something. It was stupid. But, and they're direct flights from Philly to Vegas. We get there, go to AVN, you know, we usually stay through like a Friday, go to leave on Friday, and it there was a snowstorm back in Philadelphia about to hit, like hitting that evening or whatever. We get to the airport ready to go, and you look up on the board, and there are two flights to Philadelphia, American Air, boarding now, and Spirit Airlines canceled. And I'm just like, okay. We go down to the front desk. The woman's like, we can book you on the next flight out on Sunday. And I'm like, it's Friday now. And so I'm stuck in Vegas for like two more days. My wife is home with two kids, like snowed in. No, I was actually excited to go home for this. I like getting snowed in because then you get to like drink beer and make food and like hang out
we've been
and watch
snowed
movies.
In for 6 months.
I know. I'm over it there now. But anyways, back then. Yeah. So literally they said we can get you on the exact same flight, exact same seats, but out on Sunday. Okay, cool. I'd go to check in for my flight on Sunday and they have me flying on a different flight from Vegas to LA to Dallas to Philadelphia. And I'm like, no fucking way. So I call and I'm like, this is wrong, you know, and they're like, well, sorry. There's a million other people trying to get out too. You're just fucking stuck with it, you know? And so we got on the plane. I got there the next morning, get on the plane. And they said, don't worry. The same plane pulling into Philadelphia is the same plane you're getting on. So you're just stopping along the way. You don't need to catch a new flight. We get to LA. We land for a minute. The pilot comes on and he says, we're having, technical difficulties. We need to turn the plane off and turn it back on. They turn it. They like literally reboot the plane. The plane never comes back on. We sit in the airport from 9 a.m. in L.A. to 4 p.m. when they finally canceled the flight. We went down to the counter and they were like, well, we can either book you on Spirit Airlines, tomorrow morning, but you have to pay for your hotel room or we'll pay for your hotel room or we'll book you on any other flight. Non-Spirit, but you have to pay for your own hotel. And I was like, I will pay for my own hotel. I got home Tuesday night.
Nice. Thank God I didn't go because I can't remember why.
And I was done. I was like, yep, that now I'm, dude, I saved what? $200 on an airline ticket and then spent $2,000 staying in Vegas for another like four nights, So.
But I submit the following. So Jay, we'll always like when we fly out, we'll always like I'm a snob, but I'm not, I mean, I have to.
I need my extra leg room.
I'm 6 foot fucking four. I need my extra leg room, especially when you're flying somewhere else. So, I'll fly United where I get the subscription for United for all my flights that year. I mean, this is like the longest I've ever gone without flying. It's crazy. Yep. But anyway, so Jay's like, oh, you have to do that or this and that. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. You want me to be a cripple when I get to the city? Jay's like, I'm going to do whatever airline is the cheapest kind of thing. He told me I didn't go to Vegas that year for some reason, But I told him when he said Spirit, I said, Jay, do not do Spirit. Trust me. I did Spirit once to Myrtle Beach, the last time I ever did. I ended up in fucking Cleveland. That's nowhere near Myrtle Beach.
I'm still on the Frontier tip. I'm cool with Frontier.
And he never
it's
did
just
it.
Spirit.
I mean, sure it doesn't anybody, I tell you, we have a rule with, I mean, we fly in, you know, probably like 50, 60 people per show with our staff and, you know, performers and stuff.
Yep.
And our travel agent, you know, who I'm sure you guys used to, Vicky. I mean,
Vicky.
Yeah. Vicky at Travel Source. Hi, Vicky.
Vicky, what's up,
Shout out. She's literally booked like 4,000 flights.
We have
for
an
us.
Understanding. Like, don't even show me a Spirit flight or Frontier, even.
No. Yeah. She knows.
She knows, you know, and it's like, all right, we're cool. And, you know, Jay in the beginning or whatever was there, like, oh, you know, let's just do, you know, let's do, you know, why don't they do stopovers? You know, what? And I'm like, Jay, trust me. And he got it, like, right away. But some people just don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. You got to have an experience.
Yeah.
I remember one time we were shooting, when I lived in L.A., Celeste Star and I were shooting in Vegas, and the company had flown us out Spirit. And we were both just like, what the fuck? Like, early in the morning, like, why are we here? Like, we were making jokes all day. And then at the, it was a long day that we were flying home together. And I remember she had ordered us both bottles of wine. And I got to say, to Spirit's credit, everything about their situation, company, business practices are shitty. But the employees, when you're on the plane, it's kind of like you're all stuck in this together. So
yeah,
I felt the employees, the vibe was kind of like.
I totally agree with that. Every time I've gone with Spirit, the employees are so nice.
They're great.
So nice. Because they're just beaten to a pulp or whatever.
So,
and they're like, we all have Stockholm syndrome, you know? Yeah. And she orders wine, and then it was just a long day. We're exhausted, kind of like in that deliriously, like, oh man, like, is this day ever going to end? And she orders wine, and then the Spirit employee comes by to us, and he goes, sorry, ma'am, your card was declined. And she looks at me like, could anything else go wrong? He goes, just kidding. And we were like,
that trip out of Vegas, the last time that I talked to somebody at the Spirit counter to switch over to an American Air flight the next day, the woman said, listen, I'm so sorry. We're going to give you this $50 flight voucher for like a future flight. And I said, you can just fucking keep that thing. Like, I don't want anything to do with it. She looks me dead in the eye and she goes, you could give it to your mother-in-law. And I was like, you are hilarious. Like, I actually started laughing.
I just think they know, like, the joke that they look for. It's not like you're, you know, like you walk into McDonald's, you know, and if an employee says, how would you like your burger?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they realize that they work in a thing.
Yep.
We're just talking about flights, and there was just something that came up. And I know, Jayden, I know you're, like, a big, like, you know, music fan and stuff, like, of stuff. But... there's it was the anniversary. Did you ever the Moscow Music Peace Festival? Did you ever hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, and it was the anniversary of the Woodstock too. The
94,
the 94 Woodstock, yeah, with all of them. But anyway, the Moscow Music Peace. It was like the first like big concert. It was like all these like bands from like the day. Like it was like Bon Jovi, Motley Crue, Skid Row, Ozzy, the Scorpions. Like, you know, and all these bands just like played in Moscow. They did a show.
Right.
But the guy, Jay, I want to have him on the show. This guy, Mark Weiss, he was like the big photographer back then. He was on that flight. They were all on a chartered flight. Can you imagine that fucking
flight? Oh, just one flight with all of those guys on it?
All those guys, all those bands.
That's pretty cool.
And
the
picture of getting off the plane over there, and you see like them walking down and stuff. But I mean,
it's
the
like...
stories.
The bubble. It's like they just put you in a bubble together.
Let's,
a party
yeah, like
bubble.
NBA right now.
I want my own plane.
Imagine how fun the NBA is right now. Like those guys
yes.
at the hotels.
I want my own
yes,
plane though.
You want your own plane?
I watched the Frank Sinatra documentary on Netflix the other day, and they talked about how he was just like, let's go to London. You know, let's go to Vegas. Let's go to whatever. Yeah. And literally just got on a plane and went wherever the fuck you wanted. Like that would have to be one of the coolest things to be able to do. Like, oh, I feel like going to Italy today. Like,
right.
Get on the plane. Go to sleep on
Total.
The plane, wake up
That'd
in Italy.
That'd be pretty great, yeah.
A guy
how
used to
how
be
we make that happen? Exotica Airlines.
A guy I used to be partners with, like, promoting, like, you know, concerts and stuff up here at clubs. He obviously took the smarter route because, you know, here I am, no offense, everybody. But he ended up, like, he owns his company, NECA, now. He owns, like, 51% of Graceland. But he's got his own private plane. And, you know, my buddy Randy, you know, he's like, hey, I got to go at Comic-Con or whatever. So he's just, like, taking the plane out and, you know, throwing a few people on there and flying the private plane out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to just, like, say to my, like, homies, like, hey, let's get on the plane and, like, you know, go to British Columbia. Like, you know.
Yeah. So speaking of quarantining together, you guys are good friends with Katie Morgan and Evan Stone, right?
Yeah.
They're my neighbors here.
Oh, can you hear the rooster?
No, I can't. So they might have three more roosters. You know, their chickens had babies, and so they have like eight. And I swear to God, I was there like 4 weeks ago, and then I was there a couple days ago, and the baby chicks are now like almost full grown, and she's like, I think we have like three roosters.
They're like Wild Kingdom over there. Like, it's great. It's crazy.
Well, so cool. Alex, my favorite's
like,
the pig.
Are you like downtown, or like are you not downtown, but I mean,
I'm on the edge of town. I like being away from it, you know?
Yeah.
It's really quiet.
I wonder if you guys are like close to each other too. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later.
We'll find that out. Yeah.
No one watches this. Funny. It's like, where are they at? Where's their target?
That would be right?
I already have people.
Their house, we have them on, and we did a thing at first we did on April Fool's, and we had Evan like dress up like Joe Exotic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Joe Exotic, and he hadn't seen the show, and like I told him like 2 days before, I'm like, dude, I have this idea. And he's there, all right. And you just don't know with Evan what's going to happen.
If he's actually going to watch the show or if he's just going to wing
it.
He
like binge-watched the shit. He came on perfect like character, like looked and sounded like him. And he's walking around their house or whatever. And they have like a pet pig.
Yes, that's my favorite.
Roosters.
That's my favorite.
They had a wallaby.
Yep.
The wallaby passed away.
Yep.
Wallaby recently passed away.
He was an angry one too, apparently.
Pour a little out.
Yeah, for the wallaby.
George or whatever his name.
He built a giant koi pond in their living room.
Dude, it's actually almost impossible to have him on Exotica TV because literally when he like try, even just sitting in his living room, all you hear is running water. Like, just like,
it's crazy. A legit koi pond. It's pretty fucking cool. And they have like little frogs and stuff that are in their own little element.
Doesn't she have like ferrets? She had a ferret too or something, I think.
Maybe the ferrets.
Rabbits. I know she had rabbits.
Yeah.
Turtles.
Giant turtles.
It's so funny.
You gotta go check it out there, Alex. You can go ride a turtle.
Well, I don't know them very well, but I do always see them on the plane every time for Exotica.
So
we always push the same flight.
They are like the coolest.
When you guys do like when you fly out to a show or to an Exotica, do you like every time you get on the plane, do you you have to recognize somebody coming in at that exact
time? A lot of us always just end up on the same planes, which is really funny to me. So we'll just wave at each other.
Well, and it's
for
all.
Sure.
But me and Evan, it's funny. We kind of trade off on who notices who first.
Okay.
So you always go up and like tap the other person.
Yep.
It's so like, wait, have you guys ever been on the same flight?
And Evan's a hugger too, so he will he'll come flying out of nowhere.
I think my
Exotica's off right here.
Yeah, the only Exotica that I've flown into from Vegas was I think the Miami one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think I went straight to Arizona. My family lives in Arizona because sometimes I have them watch my dog. So I'll just like go to Arizona for a couple days and then go to an Exotica from Phoenix.
Nice.
So it was really cool to do the flight from Vegas because we did all like, hey guys, Southwest flight. We all
I know where you're going.
Yeah. Well, and you guys.
That's what I'm saying. It's like that Moscow flight.
I'm always amazed with the performers. Like you guys can travel so low key. Like, I mean, it's just like you, I don't even think anybody would realize like even if the plane is stuffed, like everybody's got their hat on, no makeup on, rolling through, you know, sweatpants, backpack, like just like unnoticeable.
People don't realize like even like celebrities, like people who are more mainstream recognizable faces when they're wearing a baseball cap and a sweatshirt, like no one really notices.
Yep.
You really have to have like it on to be noticed as something else. It's really easy to stand out, not just for us, but for anyone across the board that has a recognizable face.
When I used to have to fly out to LA a lot of times, I would go out of New York, out of JFK.
Yes.
And I would go JetBlue into Burbank because they were the only, you know, when they did nonstop right into Burbank. And like Burbank Airport is so tiny. But every time there was like somebody like, you know, crazy on my flight, like Dax Shepard and what's his wife's name?
Cute blonde,
not Elizabeth Banks.
Cute blonde chick.
Sarah, you know, killing Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
What the hell's her name?
I can't remember.
Anyway, the two of them, you know, they were on the flight. Another time, the guy William Fichtner from like the, you know, the pilot from Armageddon, you know, that dude like is on the flight. And I'm just like, look at these people. Like, how random is this, the whole thing?
We have in my little town in Vermont, Jose Guzman lives here. He's like the little Puerto Rican dude that is always like loud, whatever. He's in like everything. He's all over the place. And he's just like, you'll see him wandering through downtown. He doesn't like even cover up at all. He just kind of like, you know, and it's a small enough town.
Is he the guy from like Ant-Man?
He's like the, I have to
That's
look.
That's Luis Guzman.
Luis Guzman. Yeah. Little short guy.
From Ant-Man.
He was on that How to Make It in America TV show. He's kind of like you know, a second man and a lot of stuff, but
anyway. He's like, this is why I live here.
Yeah.
So that I can just not
yeah,
even
not be bothered. Him. Yeah.
So Jaden, who's cool. the most famous person from your hometown?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, I'm from Southern California. I'm from, I grew up in an LA suburb. So it's like,
so everybody,
I don't know, fucking everyone. Yeah, everybody. Like, everyone Alex, was a pageant Alex, girl.
Alex, where'd you grow up in?
Vegas, but I don't really keep up with like pop culture.
Yeah, celebrity stuff.
The most famous person would be.
So are you born and raised in Vegas?
Yeah.
Alex? Okay.
Oh shit! How much has it changed? It's crazy, right, Alex? Everyone that I know that lived here is just like, oh my god, it's a different city.
Yeah.
It's a constant state of change, so you kind of get used to it. You don't really.
And when you and when you live there, how often do you actually go to the Strip? Do you ever?
I don't really, unless I want to go out dancing, and I like to go out dancing by myself. I'll go to the clubs on the Strip and then go home.
Okay.
But that's
so you're
about
a, you roll out by yourself to go dancing. Shows.
You go you just go out by yourself and just go dancing?
Yeah, it's more fun for me a lot of the time because I'm very like paternal. So right. when I go out with a group, I'm always mommying everyone, right. and that's not fun.
Yeah.
So.
And you Sometimes can't and you can't turn it off
by yourself.
Right.
Jay, do you go out dancing by yourself?
I do.
No, I don't go.
I dance by myself in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Into a fleshlight and then put it in the dishwasher. Yeah,
that's exactly what I do. Always bringing up the past, Dan. Always bringing up the past.
Where are your glasses, Jay?
I've been cured of my blindness in Vermont. No, I just haven't been working enough to actually put them on. So I just.
See, I can't even see. I mean, I can kind of see.
I wanted to stay young, virile, you know.
I could see better before they started. Alex, how that kicked in, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? You feel a little warm and fuzzy?
I could just see.
Yeah,
I keep, awesome. So edibles are super, super scary. Jay's like fucking OG, like. Yeah, I mean, I've been like,
they're not scary. I mean, the worst thing that'll happen.
They're not scary, and one of the beautiful things now is like to go to a dispensary. Like, what I love about like how the weed game has changed over the forever, you know, like now you can walk into a store, like a shop, and actually talk to somebody and be like, hey. You know, I want to use the, I come home from work. I just want to like tune out, lay on the couch, whatever. Okay, cool. Try this like indica, whatever. This is this and that and whatever. They'll like almost prescribe you stuff. And the same with the edibles. Like, hey, this is 10 milligrams. You know what I mean? Like you know what 10 milligrams does to you, you're good. Whereas back in the day was like, you know, the weed guy showed up like an hour and a half after he was supposed to, gave you like a crinkled up plastic bag and was like, yo, dude, this shit is like the bomb fucking Afghan skunk dirt. You know, like you're just like,
okay. Don't mind the mint taste.
Sure it is. You know, like.
Don't mind the mint taste.
He literally would invent the name like walking into your apartment or whatever. You know, like it wasn't even. He probably changed it to every person that he talked to. But now you can go in and like. It's even more fun because like the bud tenders and stuff, sometimes it's okay to just say, I just want to get high as fuck. You know, like some people will go in with medical, you know, whatever, my back hurts, I need this, I need that. But like, it's okay to walk in and just be like, give me your high test shit, you know? Like, so it's right. You know, I think
it's positive.
Weed's way more enjoyable now that it
is. Dude, I have my shit that's for my back or whatever, and I have shit that's for like anxiety, and I have shit that's just for fucking, I just want to smoke shit.
Don't forget the suppositories.
Do you guys still smoke a lot? Or Alex, you said you don't smoke, you just do like edibles.
No, I have shitty lungs, so I don't like to fuck around with smoking anything. So yeah. I think edibles are more.
I got everything.
Sure. For sure.
I got the pen. I got the fucking vape pen.
Oil.
Jay's the one.
Oil,
Jay's
wax,
the one to turn me onto
flour. Edibles.
Oh,
see, so in Vermont right now, they're legal, but it's only legal to grow. Like, you can't buy it and you can't sell it. So basically, right. Everybody can have 5 plants. And so it's abound. Like, you literally, like, even if you don't smoke, you're growing 5 plants. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
totally.
Why not? Like, I'll give it away or I'll do whatever. So, like, everybody that I know is just like, yo, you want this jar of weed? You know, like, do you want this? You want this? It's
wow.
Like, yes, please.
But it's a problem because Jay likes to share. Mm-hmm. And so he'll make his own edibles, and he'll be there like, hey, dude, just eat this. And he actually brought some to Vegas, and he's right here, just eat this. I'm like, how many milligrams is there? I don't know, 10. And I should have taken that. And I eat this thing, and we're sitting in Lucky's at the Hard Rock, and we're sitting down with partner for the show and just, like, talking about it. And this guy's just talking, and I'm just like, yeah. I said, excuse me. And I went into the bathroom.
Go.
I looked at myself in the mirror. I put like cold water on my face. I said, nah, this ain't happening. And I just walked up to the room and fucking texted Jay and said, have fucking fun.
Yep.
I'm over my room when you're done. You know?
Yeah, that one was, you got cooked hard on that one. I'm not
dude,
sure why.
But then you did too. It just hit you at a different time.
I love that feeling.
Yeah, I do.
My girlfriend like calls us or whatever, calls me, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm fucking laying in my bed. Jay's over here on another bed because I had like a double for some reason, and we're fucking sitting here watching Shark Week.
Which, by the way, it's Shark Week right now, Dan. I've been watching Shark Week every night.
It was just like some show about sharks, or we were watching Alaskan Bush People, or
hell yeah. You know,
we hadn't yet discovered 90 Day Fiance at that point, so.
That's true.
Funny, you guys.
You guys watch that show?
I have seen 90 Day Fiance. Yes.
You, Alex?
I've watched PewDiePie's 90 Day Fiancé reviews, which I think is close to watching the actual show.
Yeah, you get the sweet spots.
My girlfriend like told me about it, and then you know, and Jay, and then I'm like, all right, so we watched it. I watched it with my girlfriend. I'm like, this is amazing. Now I think I'm even worse because I'm DVRing the stuff.
Yeah.
And then for her mother, it was her mother's birthday. Jay, you're gonna love this. I went on Cameo, and I'm waiting for her to get it. A thing from Big Ed for her mother for her birthday.
Oh my god!
Stop it.
Dude,
I have to do this.
Big Ed, fucking, you know what his number is? Like, yeah, people like, yeah, not 100, 200, $69.
He's a genius.
He's
a marketing whiz. So, and I invited Ed. I invited him to come on this show.
Dude,
oh, really?
Is he gonna do it?
On his website. I want to get him on here. He hasn't answered me. So,
by the way,
one dude. What's his name? Richard, or the guy who keeps going to the Ukraine.
She's gonna show up this time. She's gonna show up this time. I swear to God, she's gonna show up.
I know I've seen him at either AVN or at our show somewhere.
Oh, I bet.
I'm sure.
No, because I saw the hair and I saw this dude. And I'm like, I've seen this guy.
The problem is we've seen a lot of those guys. Like, you know, it's not necessarily that guy. It's those guys. Like, there's a general group of those guys that like that roll through the trench coat mafia.
Yeah,
for sure. Oh man! So wait, Alex, you do cameos, right? Have you done them?
Yeah, I do.
Have you done them, Jaden?
No.
So
you can only get a custom video from me on
OnlyFans. Boom! There you go.
JadenFans.com.
Yeah, it's such an intro. It's such a great idea. Like I just, you know, we were somewhere and I was talking to Stormy about it, and of course she gets like, you know,
I got Jay. The thing is, Jay didn't know about it, and for his birthday. Which is coming up in a couple of weeks. We're going to do a special Exotica happy hour for Jay's birthday. Yeah. But,
oh, very nice.
So exciting.
But, you know, Jay always gets a really good presents. I get, like, a text, happy birthday, Daniel. Or Danny, or Danny boy. That's what I get. Jay gets.
And that's from my wife. I don't even text him.
So he got we used to fuck with each other and do like, you know, just play, send fucking like, you know, GIFs or memes, or even back in the olden days, like with AOL Instant Messenger, we used to communicate when I was working at the magazines and, you know, wasn't full time with Exotica yet. And yeah, and I would always say, you know, like the song Chocolate Rain, that guy Tay Zunday,
Chocolate Rain
on YouTube. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I got that guy to do a fucking cameo. I found out about Cameo. Mm-hmm. And I got him to do a cameo for Jay's birthday.
He sang Chocolate Rain to me. Aww. Yeah.
That is so cute.
It was touching.
But, yeah, no, so cool. Jay's gotten that from me. One year he was a Make-A-Wish kid, and his wife and I got together. And
Dan got me cancer for Christmas, or for my birthday.
But yeah, I got a new cancer. But
here's some leukemia.
We got him his Make-A-Wish when he was a kid was to be with, you know, to meet Don Mattingly.
It's in the Yankees.
And for his 40th birthday, we got it to happen again.
Yeah, that was.
He didn't know. We surprised him in Philadelphia when the Marlins were playing there, and we, you know, went on the field, and his like a bunch of us showed up there. His family, some of his family, flew in.
Wow.
Flied in. That was bad.
Yeah, Dan is just really tooting his own horn. He gives good gifts.
That is incredible.
He does a great job.
I'm a good friend, Jay.
You are a good friend, Dan.
Value our friendship and not take it for granted.
I treat you like the U.S. Postal Service.
And you treat him like my how God. Trump treats
you better treat
USPS.
Me right, Jay, or I'm going on 90 Day Fiancé and finding a new Jay.
So...
Have you guys seen one of the Real Housewives of New Jersey did, like, it went viral. I guess she did a cameo for someone where she was explaining to the person in the cameo that so-and-so wanted to let you know that they tested positive for gonorrhea, so you need to go get that
checked.
Handled, was
oh
basically.
My God.
Well, I asked... Housewives New
there's
Jersey.
There's gotta be
like,
there's gotta it's like OnlyFans requests, right? There's gotta be some that get turned down. Like you gotta just be like, no, I refuse to say that. No?
I mean I don't not yet. For me, I don't get any weird shit and I
is
want
it that
it
you
so
don't
bad.
Get weird shit, or maybe you just are okay with the weird shit and it just rolls off your back.
No. Like my stuff is so like it's just the same shit I've been doing for years. It's the same high end glamour, like solo stuff. I don't get any like a friend of mine, for instance, got a custom video order where she had to mash like 10 hamburgers with her feet. I was like, I want to do that. Why don't I get any of shit like that?
So if you
one
could,
session for me.
What would a fun request be for you? Like if you could.
I want pie to the face.
Face pie.
That's the thing.
We need to introduce her to BJ McNulty.
Alex, what's the craziest custom you've done so far?
You know what? I don't really get the crazy ones either. It's
all right. So what would you
like? Come on, guys! You're gonna need to step this up. Not you guys. The guys requesting them. Like,
I mean,
what do you want? What would you like? Find like this is awesome. I have to do this.
I don't know. I guess I enjoy like the mukbang type videos where you're eating stuff, and then I enjoy the giant test videos. And then any fetish that's interesting, like I got
What was the second one you said?
Giant test? Yeah.
What's that?
Giant test? Like a giant?
Come on, boomer.
What is that?
No, like a female giantess.
Oh, a giantess. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
Giantess.
Okay.
Oh.
So like you got to be like
yeah.
Pretend you're huge.
Like film it like this, like hey little man.
Pretty much.
Like that?
Stomping
yeah,
around.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, that's like cool. Freaky. Like what do you say? That's like cool. So bizarre, Jay.
I don't know.
Attack of the 50-foot woman.
Dude,
that's crazy.
We've heard a few that just like I'm surprised you guys don't at least get some weird. We get weird ones. We get emails from like too exotic, like, hey, I heard there was a 60-person gangbang for $20. Like, where what's the passcode? Like, there is no passcode. There is no gangbang. Like, and then at the bottom it said, I really don't want to miss the gangbang. Please get back to me. You know, it's like. Oh my God!
Dude, that should be our show shirts, Jay.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Yeah, or something like I survived the Exotica gangbang.
We should just print. Right? We should do like Exotica T-shirts that just screenshot people's ridiculous emails that we get, and like because the other thing is like they all, and usually it's from outside the U.S. are like, hey baby, but it's like I'm a 42-year-old man. Like, you don't do you, you're emailing a trade show. Do you think that like this is gonna work?
When I used
show
to do
Bob,
the,
yeah. We should just have shirts that say "Show Bob."
Exactly.
Or remove cloth.
Where's the gangbang?
In a former life, again, I don't know where I went wrong. I was an editor for you know, a bunch of men's mags, you know, Club and Genesis and all these magazines.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Hunt and Game.
So anyway,
magazines.
So for years I did that. I was there for 18 years doing that, and I used to save all the letters to the editor. So I have like a box filled with the best ones. Just like and I want to put out a book one day, like letters to the editor, because these things are crazy. Forget the crazy like forum things or whatever, because the actual forum letters you would get were just so horrible. We never used any of them.
Did you have to write your own? Because I used to love when I was a kid, and
you
I like
jerked off to me saying shit, Jay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You dirty, dirty boy.
When I was a kid, and I found like parents' stash of like whatever, I found Penthouse letters, and I loved it. Like I used to read all of them. Like,
dude, it was like people like me writing, and you know, and I'm like probably the prettiest one writing. You had to see some of these guys that used to have to write this shit.
I remember. I'm still in touch with the woman who was the editor of Penthouse Letters when I first did Penthouse.
Really?
And she's actually working in DC now.
Oh,
in like
wow.
A political
she's a congressperson.
Sort of position. And she's like, you know, it's really like people have really, there's been a huge stigma every job that I've tried to get since Penthouse because I'm like, well, you're going for politics and
well,
jerk off letters, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it's pretty interesting because she's not the one you'd expect that are writing these letters. These are not like,
it's like, yeah, look, I look at what I had to do for those magazines. And I did like everything that this person in the same position as me did at Sports Illustrated or Time or, you know, Newsweek or, you know, GQ, whatever the fuck it is. But they would like, I'm telling you, they would like, if I went for even an associate editor job somewhere, they'd be like, oh, I don't know about this.
Yeah,
I don't know if
you're
just, you know,
great jerk off material. Looking at the table,
and
for
it
us.
Was, you know, and it was like way more than that. But I mean, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's crazy. So you guys were talking about like, you know, crazy requests, and you know, something is like, you know, we asked some people, has like a celebrity, and you know, running in celebrities, has a celebrity ever fucking like slid into your DMs?
Of course.
Oh yeah, I have screenshots that I bring up on certain. I think Pornhub did a YouTube video called Porn Stars Read Their DMs, and I took like some good gems of some good recognizable names. I didn't name names, but
right.
I showed everybody afterwards, but they're just the worst. Like, these people don't have like, I think there's this impression that a bunch of like prom kings and queens go to LA to pursue entertainment, the hottest person from Buffalo or Omaha.
Right.
When in reality, it's just a bunch of drama geeks
right.
that are socially awkward, that developed an eating disorder just in time enough to get.
They timed it perfectly.
Sitcom. Yeah.
Alex, have you gotten any from celebrities yet?
Sure, but I don't know. I don't find it that weird.
Yeah, I also like not my DMs aren't open, so you have to follow me,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I have to follow you in order.
Right,
to
you have to mutually follow each other. So it's
right.
like I'm clearly into the stuff you do. So some people like there are performers and stuff that I looked up to that like we just vibe really well.
Right.
So there's people that have contacted me like that, and so we're just friends. And then there are people that are like, hey, I think you're really hot. And I'm like, oh, shit. Well, you know, I'm following you. I think you're really hot, too. Like, so, I mean, I haven't had anything problematic.
Right.
Yeah, nothing problematic. Just like socially, like, oh, did you think you were going to get a response from this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And it's
yeah,
awesome.
I haven't gotten anything
it's awesome. Just... The people that we like hit us up too, like, you know, hey, is so-and-so going to be at the show? And, you know, can you put me on the list? I'm going to be rolling in with some people. It's like, yeah. And we've had like, you know. Like, freaking, the best was, so, the show that we really don't talk about, I know you weren't there, Alex. You may have been there, Jaden, Columbus?
No, I was not. I missed that one.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, you're very lucky. So did everybody else.
Yeah, literally, everybody missed that one. Like,
it was horrible.
The whole world.
Worst thing ever. It's actually coming up, the anniversary's coming up soon.
You guys are getting, like,
God.
Like, it was horrible. Like, you know, like, imagine the Sunday crowd at one of our shows, and that was what the entire weekend was.
And put it this way, we do more people.
This is
the fun fact. We do more people in the first 2 hours at Exotica New Jersey than we did in Columbus for the whole weekend.
Anyway, fucking TI. Like,
well, Jersey is the best Exotica.
Jersey is the best. And
we'll.
And it's,
It's the next one pretty much that, you know, we have our fingers crossed for. But once we get going again, where our effort is, we will never miss that Jersey show. You know, like if we have to do it in fucking February, like we'll do it in February. You know,
and it sucks like, I mean, look, we have, you know, we rescheduled Miami. So that's going to be in February of 2021 now.
Hell yeah. I'm so glad.
But that'll be cool. Like you go, yeah, but go like, you know, hey, it's going to be Valentine's Day weekend, Presidents' Day weekend. So everybody's got the extra day. So, I mean, that's going to be like crazy. You know, Chicago, where, you know, is coming up next. I mean, that's October 3rd. It's that scheduled for, but
that's on the block right now.
Yeah. That's on the block right now. We're in talks, you know, we're just, you know, finalizing the details, but that's more than likely going to move. We're still hopeful for Jersey at the end of October. Mm-hmm. Our same thing with our DC show in December. I mean, we're in talks with them to move that too, because, you know, that might be, it's a big risk for us going into a new city. You know, now how about going into a new city during a pandemic?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, we're figuring everything out.
Well, and like everything else, the problem is that this shit is going to change again in a month. You know, like it's going to be like, okay, you know, now I was reading something today that was saying like Chicago, Boston, and somewhere else were supposed to be like the next up and coming like hotspots, and it's just like, I'm fucking over this conversation. Like it just needs to, we Donald Trump needs to come up with his vaccination and claim that he did it all by himself and that we're good to go. And I will gladly take it. You know,
that's why we have to see Barron. Well, Barron's actually a genius and he's in the basement with Melania.
Yeah. He was like I said, Donald Trump, he wasn't in the bunker. He was he was actually in the secret laboratory downstairs with his smart uncle. Yeah.
With Doc Martens, Doc Brown, and Dr. Pepper.
Exactly.
And Dr. Schultz. I think they're bringing Dr. Schultz in too.
So what are you guys up to this weekend? What, you got big plans this weekend?
I just shot some content for myself, but then I'm gonna head over to Katie and Evan's heading over to the farm in a couple hours.
Nice. They're going to have you doing chores, or are you just going to hang out?
No, I do like to get a initial animal tour when I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, I want, like, you know what I mean?
You got to bring Alex over.
I know.
The two Coles.
Yeah, I don't like inviting myself places.
You don't have to. Dan just did.
We got you. Believe me, those two are two of the most awesome people in the world.
Yeah, no, they really love everyone. They're
hysterical. Sure. They're two of the funniest people in the world, too.
I don't smoke that often either. Like, I'll take an edible, like, at night here and there on my own, but typically I save smoking for like a special occasion, and Katie likes to roll joints, so I'm always like down. That's like my smoke time.
Katie, let me tell you something. At the end of a show one time, one night, I think it was like a Saturday night or whatever, we were in Chicago or Jersey. Katie and Evan rolled into my room, and I have this one like auto dabber like wax pen that just crushes people, and like enough so that I don't know if you guys know Ling, the Fang Ling Li, the artist that we have at our shows, that has like, she's an amazing painter. The night before she was in my room, she hit that thing. She forgot her purse. She couldn't find the door out of the room. Like, I mean, it was just like, it was a mess. Katie and Evan rolled in, and Katie ripped this thing like 15 times and was like coming back, like waiting for Evan, like going over, grabbing it, hitting again, putting it down. Like, I don't even know how she does it. Like, she was just, she fucking beasted this thing and just was like, okay. And like, you know,
ready to go pack.
Out the door, you know, like, yeah, it was impressive.
Miami was so much fun last year. We went to we feature danced that Saturday night, me, Katie, and Ariana Marie, which was super fun.
We're at the,
Gold Rush.
The night after that, we went to, I took them to Espanola Way. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've never been anywhere. They were like, we just want to go to the beach. I'm like, I got the spot, because that's just sort of the great go-to. And then you can walk to the beach. We got rum. She'd had joints rolled, and we went to the beach. It was late at night. We took our clothes off, and I convinced her to go in the water with me at night, because she's a water baby. Like, we'll stay in the water the whole time. Okay. And so we stayed in there for hours. I was like, it's the same as the daytime. It's going to be fine. Even though, like, I know, like, shit, creatures come up to the surface at night that aren't there during the day. But I was just like, we'll be fine. It's fine.
The rum was helping. Yep.
I have this great photo of me, like, we're naked on the beach because I want to go swimming. And I was like, you guys aren't going to make me wear a suit right now. No one can see anything. And so Evan has this picture of us where I'm naked on the beach chugging rum. And she's just like, she's crazy. But, like, here we are. And so a cop, but not a cop, but, like, some
beach
security.
Patrol. Yeah.
Beach patrol rolled up on us at a on a quad. And I just laid in the sand and tried to hide, like, just laying there. And I'm like, you guys handle it. Yeah. And then Evan, I talked to them.
What's wrong with your friend over there?
She thinks she can't see. Yeah. No one can see
She's
her.
She's invisible.
It was so much fun. So
but you didn't get in trouble. Did they say anything to you? Or were they like,
no, not at
on?
All.
No, you were good?
Not at all. Evan did say a couple walked by. And the woman was like, are those two naked? And the husband's like, yeah, I can't believe they would do such a thing. I can't believe they're naked here.
Evan's like, Alex, have you hung out with Evan a bunch?
No, we've never really hung out.
So Evan's like crazy. There's like everybody who knows Evan knows a story or knows a story about Evan. I mean, he's just done like crazy shit. Like, one of the times Stormy tells a story where they were going to Hawaii to shoot Operation Desert Stormy, or not Operation Tropical Stormy. Sorry, why would they go to Hawaii for a desert? But anyway, where the fuck's Evan? This is like a big budget movie. Where's Evan? Everybody's on the fucking plane. No sign of Evan. All of a sudden, you hear, "Excuse me, coming through," and here comes Evan in a pilot uniform costume, just goes right by everybody, right through security. You know, then they see him.
Yeah.
They're getting on the plane too, and he does the same thing. Hi, how you doing? Like saying hi to everybody as he's getting on the plane.
Like
He's fun crazy, Alex.
The thing is, like you would expect it in Exotica, but instead, like he'll do it at the airport. Yeah, like
yes,
sure.
Recognized a lot. Like he gets like he's the kind of famous that guys just go up to him and pat him on the back and then slip drugs in his pocket constantly. He's that kind of, and that's like a certain type of celebrity. Like you wouldn't do that to a woman, just slip drugs in her pocket.
You wouldn't do that to any other celebrity. Are you walking up to freaking Alex Rodriguez or Derek Jeter?
I'm telling you, yes, I think
cocaine in their pocket or whatever.
Yes. I think those male celebrities, people just want to party with them for sure. I think if you were a hot girl in the adult industry, you'd know.
Yeah.
But like, I'm telling you. Like,
that's the thing.
They just want to party.
But
it was kind of fun. We also have like a picture. Katie said that we went back to the hotel and they had a mattress on the floor for some reason. They're like, we're floor sleepers. I'm like, I have no idea why this is happening, but I just helped myself to their bed. And so she has a picture of me and Evan passed out that night in the bed while she stayed up to pack. And then the next day I woke up in between both of them and I was like, what happened? All right. Like, no. Like you check your body. You're like, no, I wasn't like being.
Well, it was crazier. Evan you're in bed with, not Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
But see,
that's kind of what I meant to say to Alex. I was like, Evan's fun. He's not like
Ron. He's not Ron Jeremy.
I know.
It's.
I mean, yeah. Not that we should be joking about it, because that's pretty. Like the stories that are coming out about that whole thing are so fucking scary.
Dude, it's, but you know what it is. Like, you know what's interesting is, and Evan deals with probably that he's just not as many years into it. Like when Ron walks down the street, that dude. He does not live a life that is based in reality in any way. Like, it's obvious now.
But he also gives it to himself because he loves that. He's such an attention whore, dude. He'll check into the hotel, and I shit you not, he'll actually give us explicit instructions to the hotel that he wants to be listed under his stage name, Ron Jeremy. Because he wants people, he says, and I quote, "I welcome stalkers."
Bless you.
Of course, bless you.
How are those edibles, by the way? How are you holding up there, kiddo?
No, I'm good. It's just allergies.
Are you allergic to cats?
I am.
Are you?
You realize you're holding a cat and playing with a cat, owning a cat, right?
Yeah, like, they're worth it.
Well, they're hypoallergenic, so it's not so bad. But
that's a hypoallergenic cat.
Yeah.
What kind
they're
of cat is it?
Russian blues.
What?
Interesting.
Russian blue.
A Russian blue.
Yeah.
Russian blue.
Sounds like a drink.
I would get a cap if I'm afraid what my dog would do. My dog would fucking flip out.
You know what? I've had dogs my whole life. Our dog died like a couple years ago, and we were doing a house project, and so I was like, as soon as the house is done, we'll get another dog. In those 2 years, I have decided that I don't need another dog. Like, we travel a bunch when you can, you know, it just becomes so freaking hard sometimes because it's just, you know, living in the city, I always felt bad and I wouldn't board them in the city. I would drive like an hour out to Jersey somewhere to go where they could like run around and whatever. Cause in the city, mm-hmm. they're like, hey, you can rent this like 3x5 cage and we'll keep your dog in it for a week, you know? Not okay. So like, yeah, I don't know. The ease of not having a dog all of a sudden became a little too great for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, so do you guys think, like, I know, Alex, you just, you know, got done shooting, you know, some new stuff for Naughty America,
mm-hmm.
Some scenes for them. And I know you've been shooting or whatever, but, you know, we were talking about OnlyFans before too. And, you know, some of these girls are doing crazy numbers and Jaden, you know, you do a lot of dancing. So, I mean, do you guys think because of the numbers people are doing on their OnlyFans and stuff that people are just going to be like, girls are just going to be like, you know what? I'm never leaving that house again.
Are they coming back out of the house again?
A lot of them are.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people will. Some people won't. And that's fine. It's always cool to, like, change up what your strategy is and what you're doing. And, you know, maybe it's good to take a break from shooting every now and then and focus on your own content so that you have options. But I don't know. I don't plan on cutting back that much on shooting, personally.
When it comes to the dancing, I think that strip clubs in general are just sort of like an older business model that's not working so much. And the strip clubs are just not making money like they did 10, 20 years ago. So the feature dancing circuit has always been the same consistently for me, but I can see when the lockdown happened and all my gigs got canceled, I was like, are they even going to be able to afford to recover from this? Yeah. I mean, the majority of them are like glorified restaurants mm-hmm. at this point in America. Like, men just don't need to go out to do that to get their, you know, to talk to women that aren't their wife or whatever.
Yeah, look, I mean, I came from a background where, again, I worked in adult publishing for 18 years.
Dan was born in a strip club.
Right.
And yeah, I hate strip clubs actually, but that's a whole nother story. But I mean, it's just, you know, I saw that dying. Like, I was there, tour was pretty much the peak, and then it slowly went down, you know, to the point where, you know, I worked for a company that owned pretty much every magazine, and they just said, fuck it, we're not doing it anymore, you know? Just one day, it was like, hey, you know what, guys, we're done. And, you know, the cool thing about Exotica is like, you know, you can't pirate that experience, like you used to say when people were, you know.
Can't pirate the live experience. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't, you know, and you can't, you know, there's no replicate. Like, we've had people approach us, and I know AVN's going to do it. I was talking with one of our sponsors about, like, I don't know what we're going to do, but AVN's going to try and go virtual.
Right.
And we've had several people hit us up about, hey, you know, would you be interested in partnering for a virtual thing? And it's like, no.
In a business-to-business format, which AVN supposedly is, like, I understand that, but like, their business-to-business format online will be okay. I actually think, you know, listen, we're sitting here talking and like, you can do business like this and, you know, whatever. It's the fan stuff that makes it really fucking hard, man. You know, like, all the value is to be able to say, I met so-and-so and here's my photo with them and here's a signed autograph or like, here's a video of me getting an autograph or, you know, and that's, you know, luckily and unluckily, you can't duplicate that. You know what I mean? You just can't. There's not something that you couldn't do a webcam thing or one, you know, it just, it's doesn't quite fit. So that's why we need a vaccine right now.
Yeah.
You guys really kind of have brought a lot of the best elements of the live experience for fans to Exotica in one weekend in each city. Like, it's really been revolutionary. All of us love it. From the dancing, the feature dancing at night, that brings, you know, other stuff like feature dancing gigs that we have at night where we're all able to do it together, like me, Katie, and Ariana. When are you ever going to see the three of us?
Well, that's the beauty of it.
To use on your do we have permission on our next media kit for our 2021 shows to put the quote, it's revolutionary,
baby?
Of course. It, absolutely. Well, it's also, you guys bring like the stage and the
seminars.
Panels, yep,
exactly.
The panels, the seminars, and even the dancing, like when they do the poll, when you guys have the poll competitions, like it's just all the best elements of the adult industry convention scene that you just can't get nowadays. AVN has been completely taken over by cam companies, and they've got cam girls that are just like don't want to look up from there. I mean, it's completely, you know what? But we have taken over.
But we have the same exact thing at our shows as far as like the cam companies, but it's the way that they're presented or whatever and where we're doing it. And by the way, we're not cramming everybody into tiny ballrooms. You know, we're in the, you know, 100,000 plus square foot,
it's a completely different experience.
It's a different thing. So we urge those people, go to exoticaexpo.com and check out our stuff. Ladies, remind everybody where they can find you until we get back to Exotica. Where can everybody find you online, Alex?
It's real easy. You can find all my links at allmylinks.com/Alex3XsCole. So that's it.
There you go. And we got all three of them up. All your other stuff up there too, but all my links gives you everything.
Yeah.
My most public platform is just Twitter, just at Jaden Cole, JayDenCole. I'm shadow banned constantly, so look, do your digging, and you'll find me, and that's where I'm on all day, every day.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
And Jay, remind everybody where they can find...
Twatter?
I call it Twatter.
Twatter.
And where... Jay, where can everybody find us?
You know, wherever. Just, you know, open up the window.
He doesn't even know. He's hammered right now. Or probably not.
Listen, like, I'm not hammered. I got very hammered last night. So tonight or this afternoon, I haven't quite gotten back into it yet. So I'm still trying to find.
We have companies to run, Jay. Find my sea legs. We have companies to run, things to do.
No, man. It's 6 o'clock on a Friday. There is no companies right now.
No, but, what was your excuse for, Thursday and all day today? And what was your excuse on Tuesday, young man?
I went golfing today. That was my excuse. You know what?
You said you were in the woods.
Out in the middle of the woods, but I was at a golf course. Listen, if in today's fucked up world you can't get out and like enjoy a little bit of me time, like then you're doing it wrong. So like I implore everybody, don't go to exotica.tv or exoticaexpo.com or any of the social media stuff that we have, like at Exotica Twitter or no Instagram because they banned us.
Anybody knows anybody Instagram, we need our Instagram back. This is now show 20, so it is up to $2,000. But it's pretty much capped here, so
yeah.
I'm on my ninth Instagram in 2 years, so
can't do it. Our last one
I think
died.
I'm only on number four.
Come on, guys! Please give us our Instagram back. We're revolutionary.
The last one to kill,
like Alexander
so
Hamilton.
Awesome.
We're the Hamilton of adults.
Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton. That's the only words I know to that.
That's true.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on and joining us. Again, go to exotica.tv to watch all our past episodes. Next week we actually have Kit Mercer coming on, Jay. She's coming on.
Wait, she didn't watch the show where we picked on her, right? She didn't watch that.
Sorry, with Kat Jira.
Okay.
It's going to be on next week, too. Okay. Cool. Performer. So that's next week. So we will see you next week. Check out our other shows at exotica.tv. For myself, Jay, Jaden, and Alex, you guys make sure you tell everybody where you're from. See you later. Stay safe.
Stay sexy, baby. Catch you guys.
I'll say hi to Katie and Evan for you tonight. I'll send you guys a selfie.